Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Chav Vav Masech de Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Seichri Shvius. Those who do business with produce of Shemitah are disqualified to be Dayanim judges or aid them witnesses because, as Rashi explains, Hayel v'chimun momen ma'vir al divrei Torah havali karasha d'chamas. Since he commits a transgression for the sake of money, he is considered like a goslin. The two approaches for the distinction between Eisvei Shvius, those who gather produce for eating but they sometimes sell them, and Seichri Shvius, those who gather produce for selling. The incident of Chizkiyo and Shavna. The three reasons why the Torah is called Toshia. Kulan Tzrichen HaCharaza BeBezdin. All those who are apostle through acts of stealing become disqualified only after Bezdin announces that they are apostle. The Machlik is regarding Raya, a shepherd. Does he become apostle only with HaCharaza or even without HaCharaza? A person who accepts charity from non-Jews is disqualified to testify because, as Rashi explains, he caused a chil Hashem for the sake of money. Therefore, he is similar to a gazan who transgresses for the sake of money. Machlik is regarding hachashad al harayas. A person suspected of adultery, is he eligible to testify or not? Ganav Nisan v'ganav Tishrei loishmei ganav. A person's worker who steals a small amount of ripened produce from the fields during the months of Nisan or Tishrei, when they cut and harvest the crops, is still eligible to testify, and he's not considered ganav, because demoyer b'hatera litol davar miyad yesal chelkum neitirchay u'mishavi nafshi kepayel. He does not intend to steal, but rather he takes an extra amount for his work, and he considers himself like a payel who may eat fruits while he cuts them.